You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Damn Easter, except to everyone who goes to buy a condo or a house and has all cash. Screw all y'all. All right. Schman and I have made the mistake. Of course, Schman is like, what are you doing? Why are you wasting any time trying to buy a condo in Los Angeles? Because you are here to get your shows picked up, to be produced, to get on national TV. How about spending a year just focusing on that, which was like the commitment that I had made to myself when we first moved out here, instead of trying to buy a condo? But you know what? I have a lot of friends that own homes that have made money in real estate, and they are constantly in my ear, and they are saying, you better get in. The interest rates are going to go sky high. This is the time you should get in. You should buy a condo. Okay. So we made the mistake of, like, we found this house, right? We're like, oh, this would be great. It's on the west side in LA. I mean, look, to me, if you are listening to this from DC and someone says the west side, I mean, honest to God, it's like speaking Chinese. I don't understand a lick. All right. Anyway. Oh, thank you for that notification, Google. Thank you. So anyhow, I mean, the West Side is like, okay, it's not in the Valley, right? It's like if you fly into LAX, you're on the West Side of Los Angeles, all right? East, north, south, east, west. Santa Monica's on the West Side if you kind of know the geography. Beverly Hills, Brentwood. By the way, this house was not in any of those areas. Venice Beach is on the West Side, Westchester, Redondo Beach, Manhattan Beach, all kind of West Side, right? Okay, so we make the mistake. We call the realtor. We're like, oh, let's go and look at this house. We could probably afford this. This is in our price range. Okay, this house was listed for like $900,000. And in my naive little pea brain, I thought, oh, we'll offer 880. You know, 800. We'll offer 80,000, sorry. Yeah, that'll work. We'll offer 800. That'll work, right? And then we go and they go, oh, am I the only one that still thinks you can get a deal in the real estate market? First of all, they laughed at that. The realtor was like, oh, you can't offer 800 because they already have five offers of all cash at 1.2 million. And the owner and the realtor have told these five that have already, like, you know, gotten their money in and out and overbid each other, come to the table with your best and final offer, which means even higher than 1.2. Y'all, this is a rinky-dink little 1960s home with one bathroom, okay? Where you're rat-tat-tatting on the door trying to tell somebody to hurry up because you only got one old pooper. You know, that's this place. Okay, one. You want me to pay 1.3 for this rinky-dink ranchero that then I'm going to put a second bathroom in? Y'all, who are these people? Screw you, all cash offers. Anyway. I'm fired up. I want to buy a little. First of all, we can't afford a house. So we're gonna buy a little condo, a little two-bedroom condo maybe. But anyway, I feel like we should get in the market. If you know anything about real estate, what do you think? Are the prices, because the prices never drop. People go, oh, the market's going to crash. The first time it crashed ever was 2007. And that's probably like the only time in our lifetime. And then it's just going to keep going up and up. And this is what I try to tell Schmando Commando, who, you know, it's like, let's focus on your career. Well, let's focus on also, you know, stop. I don't want to make somebody else rich by paying their rent. Okay, let's pay our own. I'm on on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schmann has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. And now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome. Has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Anyway, fired up. Happy Easter. How was your Easter? You probably bought a home or a condo over the holiday. Congrats to you. In fact, everybody listening is probably like, yes, bitch, I have all cash. So congrats to you. I do want to be your friend and I want to know where you get this cash from. So anyway, we had a fabulous Easter. I have so much to talk about on the podcast. You know, I'm doing a challenge where I'm not criticizing anybody for 1 week. And I guess I just basically shit all over people who have cash offers. So it's not going well. I'll tell you about that challenge. A little recap of our Easter. Also, I do want to take a minute. Oh my God. For all of you that listen in the DC area, which I know is so many. And if you don't, you know, you can Google her because she was trending nationwide over the weekend. But very sad loss to our news community. And you guys know this. I still work for Fox 5, Channel 5, the local Fox affiliate in Washington, D.C. I'm on every Tuesday night there, Like It or Not, which is a magazine-style show. I do Good Day D.C. I do podcast producing and hosting for them. But Wendy Rieger from NBC4, long time, 30, I think she'd worked 30 plus years at NBC4. Beautiful, beautiful spirit, incredible on the air. I loved her blonde hair that she always had. Wendy Rieger passed away over the weekend. She had glioblastoma, which is the very serious brain cancer. I didn't even know that she had brain cancer. The last update that I had seen about Wendy was she'd had open heart surgery maybe a year and a half or 2 years ago. And you know, I'd seen that. I think it was on the news before she retired. And then I thought she retired and was living her best life. And I had known Wendy for years, like when I first started at Hot 99.5 and in radio, the first TV job I actually ever had was with NBC4. I did afternoon hits with them. And so, of course, I got to know Wendy. I got to know everybody over there. Jim Vance, who passed away a couple years ago. You know, he was such a bright light. But Wendy was awesome. And I was lucky enough to go out with them many nights, like back in the day when Craig Melvin was there and Lindsay Zarniak. And if you are a TV watcher in the DC area, all these names will mean something. And Wendy was just like one of a kind. You know, she was always so awesome and open and party girl and life of the party and always having fun. And I cannot believe she's gone. I just can't believe it. It was one of those, like, I didn't even know that she was ill. And we've lost some amazing news people in the past couple of years in DC. And it just seems so, so upsetting and, you know, unusual. So, you know, just thinking about Wendy, and if you didn't know who she was, it's definitely worth Googling, because she was just an incredible news anchor and like a larger than life spirit outside of work too. So RIP to her. I was really, really sad to see that this weekend.